Welcome to Maseches Erevin, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 1. Today's Mishnah is for Eschus Refuah Shalema, the merit for a complete recovery for Mordechai Daniel ben Sara Ita, someone who needs great mercy and compassion from Hashem, a fellow who's very, very sick. Hashem should give him a quick Refuah Shalema. Mishnah here begins and talks about somebody who leaves the Tchum on Shabbos. We've seen previously that if a person lives in a city, it's permitted for the person to go in 22,000 amos in any direction, 2,000 amos, approximately a little bit less than 4,000 feet. If a person leaves the Tchum on Shabbos, he leaves the 2,000 amos, he goes where he's not supposed to, he's not allowed to move any further than 4 amos. It means he has to be stationary where he is, and he can't walk more than 6 to 8 feet from where he is. We'll see in this Mishnah some of the details of this halacha. It says in the Mishnah, Misha hoitziyu goyim. If, let's say, a person on Shabbos was taken outside of the Tchum, outside of the 2,000 Amos, outside the city, against his will by non-Jews, a Ruach Ra, or a person unfortunately had a lapse of temporary insanity, and he went outside the Tchum, Ein lo ala arba Amos, and all of a sudden he comes to, and he realizes, or the non-Jews leave him alone, he only has the 4 Amos, he's not allowed to travel any further than that. Hechziruhu, let's say the non-Jews brought him out and then brought him in. Ki'ilu lo yatza, it's as if he'd never left, or if the fellow who unfortunately had this lapse in mental awareness went in and went out, it's as if they didn't leave and they still can be wherever they are within the Tchum. The Gemara teaches us that this is only when it was done to a person against their will, but if, let's say, they did it willfully, then even if they come back, they only have 4 amos, they can only be in their immediate 8 feet or so. Holichu, if, let's say, the non-Jews took him against his will, the Ir HaCheres, to a different city, and that city has a wall around it, for example, or perhaps Nisanu Badir, they put him in a corral where sheep are kept, Oibis Sahar, or a large grazing area which is enclosed. Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Lezer ben Azariah, Omer, Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Lezer ben Azariah say, Mahalachas Kula, he's permitted to walk within the confines of that enclosure, even if it's very large. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, Omrim, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva say, Ein lo ela arba amos, so the fellow only has 4 amos, because since he wasn't there when Shabbos entered, those mechitzos, those enclosures, the walls, don't help for him, and it's prohibited for him to walk more than 4 amos. Masa, there was a story. Shabo, that the rabbis came, mi Parnassim. Parnassim was a port town in the south part of Italy. Hefligos v'nasam bayam. After the boat docked, it came in from the Tchum, and it came into the dock into the port on Shabbos. Ram Gamli Ram Lezar Hichlos Kula, they had no problem walking on the entire length of the boat as if somebody who was taken outside of their area against their will. Ram Yeshua Rabbi Kiva Lozozum Yarba Amos. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, they did not move out of their 4 Amos. So Ratzu L'Hachmer Latzman, because they wanted to be more strict or more meticulous about themselves. However, even they hold that in essence that the halacha is that they can walk within the entire area of the boat. However, they want it to be machmer, they want it to be stringent. Wishing you a great upcoming week, a week of safety and security and health for you and your entire family. And let's remember that Hashem runs the world, and even if there's panic and hysteria from the outside, but a Jewish person in their heart has to be safe and secure, that Hashem is ultimately the master of the world, and he's the one that controls everything that's happening.